And joining me on the telephone from Toronto is Joe Bellin, who, of course, is the big guy in charge of trying to get the SK Summer Soccer Series going and eventually a professional soccer franchise into Saskatchewan. And probably Saskatoon would be the place it would be, because let's face it, this is the city in the province where most everything good happens. So, and I'm biased in that respect. But Joe joins me on the telephone in a day in which, we're dealing with what we're dealing with these days because of COVID-19. Joe, you're social distancing, right?
I am. I'm alone in my office here at the moment, and nobody in sight.
All right. You've had to cancel, unfortunately, a couple of matches that were coming up on a preseason matches weekend, March 28th and 29th. Disappointing, obviously, but considering the circumstances, obviously the thing to do.
Yeah, I think it was the responsible thing to do. Last week I was in Saskatoon, and we were having discussions with people about the upcoming matches as late as Tuesday, thinking that it still had a pretty good chance of taking place. And then by Thursday, less than 48 hours later, we made the decision, which I think was the right one, to ultimately cancel those matches in the interest of public safety and being responsible given what's happening with the COVID-19 situation.
Tell me about your background with soccer and why you think that the SK Summer Soccer Series can be a precursor to something bigger and better happening in this province in the future.
Sure. My connection to soccer is I played it growing up. I had the privilege of representing Canada at a number of age groups through under 17 all the way to under 23 Olympic team back in the 1990s. I also had an opportunity to play professionally in the old Canadian Soccer League with another member from Saskatchewan, Kevin Holness, who's based in Regina, and had 1 year of professional experience in that league before it ultimately folded. I've been working on this project for the last few years. I think Saskatchewan has a great potential to be a supportive market for soccer. And we've been taking a very slow and methodical approach and trying to build a foundation and a base of support for the project. We look at this very much as a long-term project that we want to invest in, both with capital, but also, emotionally. And we're asking other people that are supportive and interested in being part of this project to do the same. And to that end, we're starting to develop what I would call a good ground game, connecting with people on a personal level. It's a slower approach. It takes time. But ultimately, we want people to congregate around this project, support it, and build that broad-based sense of community around it. And that just takes time. And that's the approach we've taken. We're not going to rush it. We want to develop a good base of support. And we've always felt that the SK Summer Soccer Series was an important instrument in helping develop the project and building the base of support that we ultimately need to make this sustainable and something that the community can be very proud of.
My ignorance with regards to soccer in the community is not as wide as some people might think. I know that there is a great grassroots basis here in this province, in this city in particular, towards the sport, the beautiful game, as it were, and as a result, you can build off of that, and it showed last year when you held the three matches over at the Gordie Howe Sports Complex.
Yes. If we look at the statistics, there's 40,000 registered soccer players across Saskatchewan, so that's the entire province. And then just in Saskatoon alone, we estimate that number is around 14,000. So we have a very good base of people who play the sport or in some cases are passionate about it. The degrees of interest in soccer range from people who look at it just as something that they do recreationally and fun with friends. And then there are other people who can't stop watching it 24/7. So, it depends where you sit on the spectrum. But overall, we think that there's enough of a base of people who are familiar with the game to ultimately convert them to supporters. And that's kind of the key word that we use, not fans, because fans can sometimes be transient. What we're really looking for people to do is to make a commitment to being a supporter of this club through thick and thin. And again, that takes a little bit longer to convince people about what you're doing and getting your messaging across. But we think that if we are able to achieve that level of commitment from people, that it's just going to be a very strong club that we're ultimately able to establish.
You can get followers because there's a national profile for the game, for the sport nowadays. Toronto FC has had success in the Major League Soccer level. Montreal Impact, Vancouver Whitecaps. There now is a Canadian Premier League that has opened up and has been playing. There's other leagues that have had Canadian franchises playing in it. But the CPL being the latest, we're kind of forgotten to a great degree in this professional soccer thing, and there's a gap here that can be filled, is there not?
Yeah, there certainly is a gap, and you know, I think with we look at Saskatchewan being part of the Canadian Premier League, we also have to recognize and acknowledge that we're further behind from a development standpoint. That's not only in terms of the number of soccer players that we graduate to national team programs. You know, to put this into perspective, there's not been a player on the men's side who's played in the Canadian men's national team for 25 years, and that individual was Kevin Holness, who I referred to earlier in the call. We've had a little bit more success with the women. Kaylin Kyle is obviously a standout performer from Saskatchewan who went on to play for the women's national team. But overall, we're just not able to produce the level of numbers of players that are Saskatchewan that many other provinces and cities are able to do across Canada. So we think that this project is important in giving players an opportunity to develop in a system so that they can ultimately graduate on to playing for the national team. Additionally, you know, we don't have in Saskatchewan the same resources from a stadium infrastructure standpoint. That's something that we have been working on, and I think we've come up with a fairly interesting and novel solution to that that will ultimately satisfy the needs of where we need to play and would be compliant with what the Canadian Premier League has established. So all these things take time. It's a coordinated effort, but I think strategically I'm pretty comfortable on the direction that we're headed with the project.
Joe Bellin is one of the driving forces, maybe the driving force of the SK Summer Soccer Series. He's with me on the telephone. And Joe, moving forward now into this year. Now, yes, we had the cancellation. I prefer probably postponement. I'm hoping that you might be able to get those two matches with the FC Edmonton back scheduled again once the world settles down and we're able to be free to move about and have some people as a group being able to go out and watch a sporting event again. How many matches were you hoping to be able to do this year after having three last year, and what's the time frame that you're looking at as far as being able to do something in 2020?
Sure. So in our plans, and I mentioned this a few months ago, was to look at a 7-8 game series. Mm-hmm. Obviously, the two preseason games that we had to postpone or cancel, whichever way you want to describe it, would have been part of that 7 or 8 games. So where we were leading to for the summer schedule, or the summer leg of the series, was somewhere around 4-5 games. Obviously, the situation around COVID-19 has complicated matters. Even though we may ultimately have clearance by the time that the games occur, we do need some lead time just in preparing and launching ticket sales, etc. So we're running through a number of contingency plans, as I'm sure other sporting events, entertainment events, and the leagues like the NHL or the Lacrosse League are going through right now, and trying to understand what impact that might have. So we're looking at numerous scenarios right now. There's certainly a commitment from my end to try to do something this summer. If that has to be downsized to 1 or 2 games, I would prefer to be able to do that rather than have to cancel the series in its entirety.
Okay, and then of course playing at the Saskatoon Minor Football Field, which is, as it says, a football field for Canadian football, it's not ideal yet. You want to be able to find your own home turf eventually, but that's off in the future as well.
Correct. And, you know, SMF Field right now, it's surprising. You know, people have asked why we can't play there. You know, part of it is it's just not, doesn't meet the standards that Canadian Premier League has set out. So that's our biggest obstacle. But it's interesting in the discussion we've had with the folks at Gordie Howe Bowl, who've been great partners to work with, that field is actually used quite a bit by football. And yeah. So scheduling poses some challenges for us in finding open windows in which we can schedule games and events for the series. Ultimately, we'd like to have our own home. We have developed a very good partnership with the folks at Prairieland in looking at the existing grandstand that's there that's used during the Saskatoon X and retrofitting that for a soccer-specific stadium. And I think that would create a really interesting and unique and differentiated environment for people to come and watch a soccer match. You know, in our market studies, we've surveyed a number of people who have gone to either TFC or Vancouver Whitecaps games, or in some cases have gone to see a game in Europe. And these are people that are not necessarily soccer fans. They might, you know, be followers of hockey or the Riders, but those people that we've interviewed and surveyed that have been to one of those soccer matches, whether it's MLS or something in Europe, the consistent feedback that we're getting is that they acknowledge that it's been one of the most interesting sporting experiences they've ever been to. So that's very encouraging for us, because what it means is that if we can show soccer in the right environment, and create that experience for people and see what it's really like and almost simulate what it, or copy what it would be like in Europe or MLS, I think people will really come out and support it. The challenge we have right now is that, you know, the full product of what we're trying to offer, you can only get kind of a half view of it because of the constraints that we've got, because number one, we're not yet in an established league, and number two, we don't yet have our proper home that we can showcase the game of soccer in the right way.
Right. Joe, is there anything you wanted to add? Because I have one question left, but if you want to add in anything here right now that you want to get out, please do so.
I would say, you know, that I've been at this for a couple of years, and I'm committed to the project. Ultimately, this is a project for the community. Yeah. We're engaging with people across the community in different areas. We've just recently hired Chris Ryder as our head of corporate and community affairs to build those connections within the community. And in terms of the ultimate ownership group, you know, and I've said this to the Canadian Premier League, which is a little bit different than the ownership structure that exists currently with many of the other clubs, where there's a single owner or maybe two owners in total, is that we want to have something that is more of a community-owned organization, where it may not necessarily be like the Riders, but mm-hmm. we might have an organization where there's an ownership group of somewhere between 10 or 15 people,
right,
who are not only committed to investing in the club and the project, but in terms of capital, but also adding something else, whether that's philanthropic initiatives or connections in the media, or other areas that can ultimately help the club. That's what we want to build, and that's the culture that we want to build around this club. So even though I know you've referred to me as the guy leading the project, I've obviously put a lot of time and effort and capital into it at this point, but the ultimate goal is that this is going to be an asset for the community, and we'll have other people that'll be part of the project ultimately.
I've read where, Joe, you have said you'd like to be in the Canadian Premier League in 2021. Is that still the goal for this group?
Well, we keep moving ahead, Les, with the things that we can control. Obviously, COVID-19, it probably puts us at risk of achieving 2021, and certainly a setback. But, you know, we'll continue to move forward as fast as we can. And ultimately with the objective of building a strong foundation. I don't think it's, you know, even though we want to get there to the destination as soon as possible, I think it's about doing it the right way rather than trying to meet some sort of timetable.
Joe Bellin, thank you so much for the time.
My pleasure.